The Hideous Creature Show.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery, it's just like a mini mall. Oh yeah, come shop with us. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, don't stop.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is July 19th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 149. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. All right, so before we did the show, Patrick, I went to a Plaid Pantry. For anybody that doesn't know, Plaid Pantries are like a little market, like a corner store market in Portland. And they're all over the place. They're just peppered across the city.
Like Store 24, Wawa's, Tedeschi's, 7-Elevens.
Right. And there's probably like five in the area of my... One, two, three, four. That's like four right around my house. But there's two that we usually go to. One has to deal with walking across Powell, which is a major thoroughfare in Portland. The other one is you get to walk by like a couple pubs, and usually there's some, you know, chicks you get to look at, which is always nice. Some sort of aesthetics.
I don't like looking at chicks.
Right. Anyway, the first thing I did when we started doing the show is I went and got a bottle of wine. And when I got there, I saw something, Patrick. I saw something that was kind of, I think, the next phase of laziness of humanity that I had seen. And I don't want to sound like I'm down-talking it. I don't want to sound like I'm better than the person.
Was it someone grilling cornflakes on the sidewalk?
No. It was a guy that had... He was wearing sweatpants with suspenders because...
What?
He was a larger gentleman. But evidently,
I thought he was skinny as a bean.
Evidently, he had worn those sweatpants so much the elasticity in them had just
popped off.
Just gone. And I'm assuming this happened during either the Reagan or the Carter administration.
I was thinking like 82.
So I'm going, holy shit. And I wanted to pop a picture off, to just have it. But I didn't want to seem like a dick. But in that predicament, I usually have whenever I want to take a picture of somebody and I know that it's an awkward situation, I always have a spiel that I say.
What's your spiel? Because I have a spiel too.
I always tell them that you look just like my Uncle Rick.
Oh, you do that. That's a good one. I like that one.
And they usually pose. And I'm like, my Uncle Rick was a sailor. Can you salute? And I don't know, like 90% of the time they'll salute.
I have a different one. I say my friend is a casting agent in L.A. And she's working on a Jerry Bruckheimer film. And she's kind of like going for this character I think you get. Could I take a picture so I can send it to her? Because she's going to give some costume people some ideas. And they usually go, oh, of course you can. And they all look all super proud. Like, my look is going to be on the big screen.
Right. And and you puff him up a little bit, you know, and I say that, you know, my Uncle Rick was my favorite uncle.
Yeah.
He was actually beloved. It's Uncle Larry.
It's Uncle Larry.
I say Uncle Larry because he was
and
my
he's
favorite
beloved
uncle on that side of the family. But I just didn't have the energy to do it. And then we had some talk time on the front porch before we were doing the show, and we decided to go back to a Plaid, but we didn't want to go to the same Plaid pantry.
I didn't want to see that guy.
So we went to another one. And while we're in there, and there was a, like this, I don't want to say hipster, because I think it was just like a junkie. You thought he was a hipster, and you kept saying he was a hipster, but he wasn't. He just happened to have a look because he was a junkie. And he had what he had his jam jams on.
He was hipster turned junkie. He didn't have jam jams on.
No, his bottoms were jam jams.
They were. They were actually Mountain Dew printed jam jams. They actually said Mountain Dew. They were like Mountain Dew
Do the Dew.
Z-Boz. Remember Z-Boz from like NFL teams in the 80s?
No, I don't.
They were like sweatpants that were colorful, like for your favorite NFL team. These were Mountain Dew. They just said Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, stitched down on the side.
And he had no shoes on.
And his toes, around his toes were black.
Shouldn't you have friends that say, hey, dumbass, look at you. Do you not have any self-respect?
Right.
Do you not, like, I mean, and I understand, like, I don't really give a shit if somebody think something about me. But
I don't like people.
I'm not going to go out in the streets dressed in my jam jams.
I don't like people not wearing shoes inside. There's like a thing that I understand. If I want to buy a pack of cigarettes and a pack of cigarettes costs $6, I don't walk to the store with fucking $5.95 and be like, hey, can I get a pack of cigarettes? No, I can't. I don't have the proper monetary thing. There is a sign on like all fucking goddamn convenience stores say no shoes, no shirt, no service.
I don't think that applies, though, Patrick. I don't think that applies to the convenience store. I think you can walk in there barefoot and be fine.
No,
I've
you
done
should.
It.
You'd be like, get the fuck out.
And I kind of like the cold sometimes on
the
my
cold
feet.
The cold tile on your feet?
But I never go in there my jam jams, and I never wear sweats that the elasticity in my sweatpants
need to be
are
held up
so
by
gone that I have to wear suspenders. Well, I'm saying that maybe a little bit, and agree or disagree with me that this is like a you should maybe like pull the game up.
Yeah, no.
Or do you just like you just write these people off?
What if the dude wearing the suspenders and the sweatpants had a bow tie? That would make him a little bit more
stylish. No, it wouldn't.
And I mean a bow tie over a t-shirt.
Well, it'd be
because that's stylish.
No, it'd be the same of him like rolling up in a Rolls Royce. In jam jams, no pants.
Then you just think he's eclectic.
Yeah. Anyway, as a society, I think it's a little bit of time where we start to tell people, what the fuck are you wearing?
Like, seriously, dude, like, wrong. You're wrong.
See, I don't know. See, that goes into a different realm. Like, I like the punk rock shit where, you know, you got, like, all the different weird stuff that people wear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain part of, like, fashion. I don't even think it's fashion. I think it's just being lazy and dumb.
Of course.
And on drugs. And so your life just, who gives a fuck?
You
I'm
just
going
saw
in
two,
my jam jams.
You saw two people at two separate Plaid pantries, which you are the epicenter. You're at the Brooklyn Zoo. You're at the epicenter of two of them, who are just lazy motherfuckers.
Right.
And you're angry. And you're taking up arms.
No, I'm scared that when I'm an adult, when I am an adult, when I'm older, that society's just going to fuck off. There's not going to be, like, I don't know.
You're going to look at young people and go, like, Jesus Christ, like, we had to wear shoes when we bought fucking Slim Jims.
I don't know. I just think that it's, people need to get their shit together a little bit, just a tiny bit. And if that's all you can do, I guess that's okay. But come on.
If you don't.
Like, where is somebody telling you, hey, you know, you can't fucking do something in order to go out to buy your whatever you're getting. And the,
you what know, was he buying?
The which one?
The Mountain Dew. The
Mountain Dew was buying candy. He just was there to buy candy. Yeah. Anyway,
he was just.
I think it's
candy?
Time we start judging these motherfuckers and saying, you know what? I take that back.
I'm
just frustrated.
I think you're good with
I'm just
this.
Frustrated.
I want to know what when he comes back because the candy. What if it wasn't like. The junkie dude, Mountain Dew, he's buying the candy for his girlfriend who never wears fucking shoes, and she's also a junkie, and I want to know that conversation.
If the amount that you're buying at the store is more than the amount that it would cost to clothe you...
Or put shoes...
Then you need to fucking... You need to fucking put your game up.
He could have bought flip-flops for a dollar. He could have gone down to Dollar Tree. You do it a lot.
I love the Dollar Tree.
He could have bought some flip-flops.
Anyway, I don't know.
You're sick of people being lazy.
I don't know. In the same time, it's fun. You know, I like to look at people and judge.
Do you know what me being lazy going to the store is? Hey, I got to go to the store. I'm not going to wear socks. I'm just going to put my shoes on now and walk to the store. That's
See,
me
I,
being
that
lazy.
Work for me.
But that's my, like, I'm wearing shoes, but I feel weird. But I'm not wearing socks, and I feel like I'm lazy.
Anyway, I think people need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, they need their standards need to go up.
Step it up, people. Come on. Let's work together. I don't know. Maybe I should start bringing clothes to the store when I'm going to buy wine.
And then you can, like, clothe people like Jesus?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Here, wear
hey,
this,
hey, dummy.
Buddy.
Hey, dummy.
Here's a nice pair of fucking...
I know you're lacking, but
here's
here you
a,
go.
Here's a pair of pinstripe slacks for you.
There you go.
Get rid of that. Get out of those Mountain Dew Zubas. Zubas. Zubas.
Let's go to the zoo.
Zubas.
What are you wearing to the zoo? You gonna wear some fucking shoes, dick?
Here's a fob watch chain.
Just kind of nudge him into the line, then boop, bye-bye.
I would have just been like, dude, you're not wearing, like, you get out. You're not wearing shoes.
Bye-bye.
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Lion food. So Jenny's not going to be with us this week. She's on a baby tour. She went back to Montana to be with her cousin for a wedding.
You know what? I realized it last week. I miss Jenny a lot.
I miss her so much.
I miss Jenny.
You know what's even more fucked up is she's texted me, and this week's been weird with
it's
work.
It's been a really fucked up week.
And I haven't texted her back. I just need to call her and say, hey, we miss you.
Yeah, she's texted me a few times, and I just miss Jenny.
I just do. We miss you, Jenny. She's not here again, and she'll be back. I don't know, we're going to try and get her back before the parasite comes. But her health is well, the baby's health is well, BT's looking good. And his poor ass is in Montana.
He's a handsome man. That man's handsome.
He's a good looking dude.
Oh, God. Oh, he's like Harrison Ford, but darker.
Also on this week's episode, we're not going to have a movie madness. We're going to just jump into our topic of the week. Anyway, so I had an idea. I was super sleuthing the internet, and I found a bunch of fun facts.
They are fun. I've been doing the same thing.
And Patrick also found some fun facts, and what we decided is we're going to have a fun fact off.
We're going to fun fact this off the hook.
What we're going to do is we're going to... I'm going to say some fun facts. Patrick, you're going to say some fun facts, and we're going to see who has the best fun fact.
Okay. If I like your fun facts, I'm going to go, fun fact.
Okay. That works.
And if not, I'll be like, interesting.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Do you have a category?
No, I don't. I just got fun facts.
You just got straight up fun facts? Raw fun facts?
They're just raw fun facts.
All right. Hit me, baby.
Can I preamble this?
Yes. Preamble?
Can I preempt this?
Yes, sorry. You can preamble it.
I don't know if there's any way to tell some of these facts that I have are true. I'm just going to accept that they're true. I think suspension of disbelief, just accept that they're true.
Or we could just call bullshit.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
All right.
Most boat owners name their boats. The most popular boat name requested is Obsession.
Obsession? Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did.
I liked it. All right, the one I got. Fun fact. The chances of dying on the way to buying a lottery ticket is greater than you actually winning.
Fun fact.
Think about it, bro.
If you were to spell out numbers, like O-N-E-T-W-O, you would have to get to 1,000 until you would find the letter A.
Like 1,000 characters?
No. Like if you were to spell out all the numbers, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, spell them out. You don't get into an A until you spell out 1,000.
Oh, my God. I don't like that fun fact. Although I know it's true.
Fun fact.
At least I think
that
it's
one we
true.
Know is true, I think.
All right. Fun fact. You're about 1 centimeter taller in the morning than you are in the evening.
It was a fun fact when I was 12.
Really? You knew that one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. That was new to me.
You like that one?
Well, I thought it was true because I always felt taller, but I always thought that was just me having a great attitude about life.
Because you wake up in the morning, you greet each day. You're greeting it. Just
hello, Dave.
Hello. Bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers were all invented by women.
Fun fact. Bitches get it done.
They do.
They will get it. They will get it done more and more in the future because from what I've seen in plaid pantries, dudes are lazy as hell.
They will. They will. They're not inventing shit.
Fucking lazy.
Like,
ass.
Shoot me and just put some cardboard in it.
I can't wait to be in a relationship that I'm like, I'm a man. I got shit taken care of. I'm not. It's not all about me.
I want to give you another fun fact right now.
It's my turn.
No. I want this one will be good for you.
Okay.
Married men change their underwear twice as often as single men.
Fun fact. How often do you change your underwear?
Am I taking a shower that week?
No. Whatever. Shoot from the hip.
I don't know. 25% out of the week. Actually, no. I'm pretty good at that. I do it like at least. It depends on my moods. It's at least every other day, and then I try to do it every day. But sometimes
every
I run down.
Every day? You're lying.
No. Sometimes I try to do it every day. That's like a thing. I grew up kind of with some Catholic guilt in my thing, so my mom was always like...
Like there's ball sin?
My mom always... No. The thing that you get with Catholics is like if you're riding your bike and you get hit by a car and are dying... If they take you to the emergency room and you die, it reflects upon me as a parent if you're wearing, like, really shitty underwear.
See, there's a fun fact. I didn't know about that.
Fun fact.
Catholicism fun fact.
That's, like, the thing. It's, like, the shame that I will feel not having my children change their underwear every day. It was a big thing. Make a bowel movement every day and change your underwear every day. It was a big thing growing
up. So you don't shit your sweet new undies?
Hmm?
Well, like, when you die, you get you shit yourself. But if you have a BM... You're not going to shit your new underwear, and then whoever's taking care of your body is going to be like, "This guy's tight. He's got his shit together,
right?
He's a good dude. Must be Catholic.
he had Catholic.
Let's get the Pope in here. Suck him off.
Yeah.
All right. So if you yell for 8 years, 7 months, 6 days, you would have enough energy to heat one cup of coffee.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact. Think about it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, whoever put the energy, I would like to see a different equation to see how much energy went into that statistic.
Yeah, it was probably like $400 million.
Yeah. One dude puts 300,000 hours into this and never gets laid.
Fun fact, took all the money we did to study some basic math of this, we could have fed Ethiopia. Mel Blanc, who you probably know is the voice of Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam, much of your friendly
the WB
Looney Tunes characters. He was allergic to carrots.
Who would have known that?
Huh?
You'd think he'd love them.
I didn't play
Bugs Bunny did. All right,
you didn't like that one.
Non-fun fact.
You know, someone's listening right now and just got goosebumps, so fuck you.
All right, the can opener was invented 48 years after the can.
So how do people open up cans? Knives?
Probably like guns. They just shot them open.
Oh, it was the old West, too.
No, I bet
when was a can invented?
I don't know. Well, they had to have, I don't know. They had that Swiss Army thing, right? Where they go,
I don't think.
Like that weird tool that they had to like take like 50 to 75 steps to get through the rotation of the can to open it.
Well,
but I'm thinking the can opener is that like mechanical thing.
You clip on there
and you twist it.
And you twist it. But they had church keys before that. And a church key
is that what it's called? A church key?
A church key is that thing that you just like. It has a little stabby. It's like a little triangle and stabby. Right.
It looks like a tiny little evil hook.
Yeah, it's called the church key.
Fun fact.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm growing and learning.
85% of the men who cheat on their wives die while having sex. I can't.
What was it? 85?
85% of the men who cheat on their wives
die. That seems pretty high.
Sex. I think it's really high.
Have you ever known anybody that's died having sex?
Nope.
So we don't know any cheating men.
And I've known a lot of people who've had sex. So I think that's really high, too.
I don't believe that one.
You're gonna cheat on your wife and die having sex. And I'll be like,
I will never cheat on my wife. You know, I'm a straight shooter.
Well, what if she wants to see you with another man and you're doing it so she can watch you? Ooh, fun fact. Whatever Jude says right now is a fun fact.
I really don't think I could do it. Like, I don't think I could actually physically perform. I mean, as a top. And I'm a top.
You are a top?
I don't know. I'm like MacGyver. Fun fact. It would take about 1,200,000 mosquitoes to fully drain the average human body of blood.
How many?
1,200,000.
Like they all just swarm upon you and start draining. And they're going to do that?
That's a lot of mosquitoes.
Ooh, that's a fun.
Could you imagine that? You know, when a mosquito bites you, you get that one slap.
Yeah.
It'd be like, wah, 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 wah.
You'd be like Bobby McFerrin there.
Like running for a body of water.
Between 1942 and 1944, Academy Awards were made out of plaster.
Because of the war?
Yeah, like the rash.
What are they made out of now?
I think they're made out of like gold and metal.
So they're just gold plated?
Yeah, I'm assuming they're made out of something.
It'd be nice if like the shitty actors got like one that's gold plated, but the like Meryl Streep's get the solid gold ones. Yeah,
they're all solid gold.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're actually made out of.
Parents receive one out of every five Valentines. I don't know what that means. That's what it says. Parents receive one out of every five Valentines. Do you think kids suck at like as mail carriers?
No. You don't have kids, but you've never had to make Valentines. Like every year when it's Valentine's Day, you have to like kind of make up, like you have to, your children have to make Valentines for their classmates. And it's like, to Lisa, be my Valentine. It has like SpongeBob or like Thundercats on it or like Optimus Prime. Yeah, it has that. Or fucking Thomas the Tank Engine. It has all that shit and you got to send it. And so one out of five, that's pretty high actually. It's 20%.
Do the boys give you any?
They have in the past.
Does your mom still send you Valentines?
No. I think like 2 years ago she sent me some candy. Which I actually thought
my
was
mom
really
used
rad.
To always send me a Valentine. And I always liked it. It was like a little card.
Yeah.
It wasn't incestuous or anything. There was anything funny business going on.
No, my mom, like 2 years ago, I think she sent me a box of candy, and then she sent candy for the boys. But she sent it to me too. She's like, this is your box of candy.
Fun fact for Patrick, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever have like a secret Valentine when you were in school that you like you had a crush on a girl and you kind of slipped her a Valentine with a little extra love involved?
An extra like pixie stick or something?
Yeah.
Or like fun dip?
Like,
do you remember
like,
fun dip?
Oh, yeah. I remember fun dip.
Yeah. Like maybe that's when you take the whole fun dip and just tape it on there. It looks like this big.
Exactly. Like
horrible thing.
Did you ever have somebody in elementary school that you like bought a box of candy hearts for?
No, but there was this one girl that lived by my house and she hated me. And she wasn't attractive, but I always was just like, there's something about you, girl. And I forget what her last name. I think it was like it wasn't Shane McGowan. Her first name was Shane.
Susie Shovelhead.
Her first name was Shane. It was like Labrowski or something like that. And I always thought she was like really, she was weird. She wasn't attractive, but I was just like, she was always quiet. She seemed smarter beyond her years. And I always wanted to like drop her off a box of chocolates, but then she would have known.
But you never did?
No.
I did.
Who was it?
Fourth grade, Keely Jackson.
Keely?
Keely Jackson. I bought a heart, you know, like a Valentine heart box full of chocolates.
Right.
And I tried to give it to her during class. And I was loud and I had to stay after a lot. And she was kind of a good one. She was the Rose Festival princess at one time. And I was like trying to give her this box of chocolates. And she's like, no, you're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me in trouble.
But so, you were doing like while someone's reciting about Sarah Plain and Tall.
I think we're reading like the Boxcar Children. Or something like that. Right. I was like, sweet, you know, I'll give her this heart. And then I'm in. Then I got a girlfriend. But she was like, no. And so I was like, ah, fuck, man. I'm never going to be able to give her these chocolates. I bet they're pretty good, though.
Did you eat them?
I ate them. Me and what Greg, do you think? Me and Greg Burgess. He was sitting right next to me. He's like, "Ooh yeah."
What's this girl doing now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
She's probably like a physical therapist. She's married to like a chiropractor. She has like three kids. She lives out in Gresham.
She's something better. Something better than me. Fun fact: if you eat lots of carrots, you will turn orange.
Oh, like an Oompa Loompa?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
I want to get. You know what? You know who would be an attractive Oompa Loompa? Jenny would be.
Oh, we're going to feed her some carrots.
Feed her some. Jenny, eat that carrot. Those sesame seeds are bunk.
Get that carrot.
I got another one. The flashing lights on top of the Capitol Records building in L.A. spell out Hollywood in Morse code.
Fun fact. I love that one. What would that be? I don't know. Do you know Morse code?
Nope.
I don't either.
I know semaphore, though.
I know Aldous lamp. Pretty awesome at that. Fun fact, the military used toilet paper to camouflage their tanks in Saudi Arabia during the Desert Storm War.
Was their toilet paper brown?
I don't know.
Was it like the shit that you would dry your hands with in elementary school?
Maybe it was whole wheat. Whole wheat teepee?
Yeah, maybe. Let's just throw some toilet paper on there. Every time you lick a stamp, you're consuming 1/10 of a calorie.
Fun fact.
You like that one?
Maybe that was back in the days. Remember the calorie cutters when you have those stamps that you'd put on what you get at the store and you'd fill them up and you'd get redeemable coupon type of things, extra points. Do you remember that?
I think they were talking about postal stamps.
Well, I know, but stamp's a stamp, right? Is there a, I mean.
It's true.
Stamp's a stamp size. I don't think that they're calorie wise.
But you have to lick, but you only lick certain stamps.
Fun fact. New one. Worms reportedly taste like bacon. Have you ever eaten a worm?
No. Have you ever eaten a worm?
No, not that I can think of.
Owls are the only birds who can see the color blue.
I'm going to have to go at the, ornithologists with that.
How do you actually know that? Like when they're like, cats can only see black and white. How the fuck do we know this?
Well, I think they take cat's eyes and they put them behind a flashlight and then they flash the light, and if the color blue comes up, that's how they get it.
That's bullshit. It's like, hey, they took some cat eyes and put them on my grandma and she could only see black and white. I don't know how they do this.
I don't know. Maybe cats can talk. Maybe animals can talk and they tell people. Think about it.
Yeah, it's called wizardry.
Another fun fact. Whispering is more wearing on your voice than normal speaking tone.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
I like that one.
Well, you know, like when you have a light bulb and you're in your house and it's dimmed, it takes more electricity to dim it than it does to have it at
full power.
Full power, yeah.
Yeah. I know that. I've done the math on that. I fucking carried the zero.
You're Tesla.
Yeah, I am. A giraffe can clean its own ears with its 21-inch long tongue.
That's a good thing. Fun fact.
Don't you kind of wish you could do that?
Clean my ears?
It's so salty.
I'd rather have thumbs.
I would, too. I'd rather have thumbs. But sometimes you get those fuckers who love sodium, and they're like, it's a little snack. Salt licks. Mm-hmm. I guess you get those deer people who just want to, like, lick on fucking sodium. Drenched shit.
I don't know. I'm still sticking with the thumbs. Fun fact, the U.S. military's dried rations can be rehydrated with urine. Fun fact.
Of course I can. It's liquid. It's water.
Right.
Of course I can.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like before you were out in the field, if you ate certain foods, you could flavor the foods with your urine, like asparagus. Like I love dehydrated pizza, but I love dehydrated pizza with asparagus.
So you would eat a shitload of asparagus the night before.
No, you have your buddy pee on asparagus, then you both eat the asparagus, pee on the pizza.
Oh, you're double
dipping.
And then
dipping. You share your pizza.
And then
that's how you make friends in wartime, Patrick.
That's what smoking is like. Because, you know, you're outside smoking a cigarette, and you're like, hey, we got to go outside.
Have you ever eaten dehydrated food? Yeah. Like a ration pack or anything like that?
Yeah, of course I have. Like strawberry ice cream?
No, like a military ration pack.
An MRE?
Right.
I've never eaten an MRE, no.
Me either.
Although someone that I talked to said when you eat MREs and you're out on the field for like a week and all you have is MREs, when you come back into like headquarters and you eat real food, you MREs actually make it so you don't shit.
Oh, what? Like, fun fact.
MREs, like you'd be like, you eat MREs and you don't really shit. And then you get back to headquarters.
And for people that don't know, like, MRE is an acronym for, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Military or meal. I don't fucking even know what MREs stand for.
I don't know either.
That's no, they're called MREs though. Right. But then you get back to headquarters and you eat like, you know, their version of fucking Salisbury steak. And he's like, and then you shit for like 2 days. It's like there's something. He's like, there's something in MREs that make you not shit. Like,
fun fact.
Yeah.
The opposite side of a dice cube always ends up to 7.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I didn't. You didn't know that?
No. Fun fact for me.
Huh. Did you know that bats always turn left when exiting a cave?
I did not.
Fun fact. I don't think that's right.
I wonder why that is. Do you think it's like
sonar only works on the left hand, left ear?
Fun fact: have you ever seen a bat close up?
Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact: do you think that bats are cute? Patrick. Fun fact:
Yeah, bats are a little cute. They're scary, but they're so scary they're a little cute. Like
why do
Abba.
You think they're scary?
Because their faces look like these like little raisins that have been shriveled down with fangs.
Okay, I kind of think bats are cute. I think it's because of their fur looks so soft that I just want to pet them.
You want like a if Mingus was a bat cat, like he was half bat half cat, would you love him if he had like wings, like leathery wings?
Yeah, of course I would. He's my boy. All right, personal fun facts, Patrick. I asked you about the bat. Fun fact for you. I'm thinking. I don't think I can think of anything.
Have you ever thrown up on somebody?
Fun fact, yes, I have.
I've
two
thrown
people.
Up on somebody. I've thrown up on, I think, at least three people, but I forget two of their names.
Who was the one that you remember?
The one that I puked on somebody named Jessica Scheinbaum. I puked on her one
Scheinbaum?
Night. I think I puked on her in a Chevy Nova.
Why?
Because I was really, really hammered, and I just puked. And at one point, we were hanging out in an abandoned like house. In the basement, because that's where we were having like, let's just sit down and tell each other our secrets time. And I just ended up throwing up on
her. Was
it
just you and her?
Well, we were with some other people, but we had gone down to this basement just to be like, hey, we're getting away. We're having quiet time. And I just like threw up on her. And it was all like wine and fucking like Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Oh, Natty Light. Oh, it still makes me fucking wretch when I smell it.
I threw up on a girl called, her name was called, a girl called Shannon Clark. I was in seventh grade. And I remember getting up for work and I felt sick. And mom goes, why don't you just try? You know, try to go to school. And I was in that delusional sick where I went, okay. I'll just go to school. And I remember we were in science class. And in science class, they were trying to teach us the names of the planets in our solar system in order. And I always prided myself as being the one that could say them faster.
Mercury and Venus, Earth and Mars.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
There you go.
And I remember it came to my turn, and C was next to B, Clark Bunton, and she was the hot girl. And I remember looking at her, and she looked at me, and she goes, yeah, you look like shit. And I barfed on her.
Well, that's what I say to you. I said good day.
I just barfed on her.
I said good day.
And I remember going, oh, well, whatever.
What did she do? Did she have to go home?
Yeah, I went home.
But she had to go. I'm not worried about
no,
you.
No, I think, actually, I think that she didn't get a lot of the barf on her. I think that, you know, being a seventh grader, she had that, like, dexterity. So she saw that that puke coming out, and she's like, and just moved out of the way. The other time I was in my 20s, and it was during a thunderstorm. And, of course, we're drunk, and we're thinking the best way to see this thunderstorm is to climb a tree. And we're all drunk. I think a couple of the guys were on acid. And we climbed to the top of this tree, and we were in Sandy, Oregon, which is kind of a hick part of Oregon. And these guys came by, and they were like, the bully guys of the area.
Were you at a party?
Yeah, we were at a party. And they were like there to challenge to kick somebody's ass.
They were the alphas.
Oh, they were definitely alphas. And they're like, we're going to kick somebody's ass. You know, like challenging people. And of course, we're in a tree. We're drunk. We're drinking 40s. And you know, some of the guys, again, were on acid. And they and so we're like, come up and get us, motherfucker.
Because you're in a tree.
Yeah, we're in a tree. We're like, come up and get us. And the guys, and so they, there's two of them, and they started to climb the tree, and we're like, all right, fuck you. And so we fingered and barfed on them.
Wait, you suck your finger down?
We suck our fingers down our throats, and as they were trying to climb up on us, we barfed on them.
What happened to them? Did they just scatter away?
They couldn't do anything. There was like six of us in the tree. We had climbed up there with backpacks full of 40s. We had enough artillery to just like thwart them all anytime. And plus it got slippery. They couldn't climb the tree. And so they were covered in barf and they had to leave.
The Pentagon has twice as many restrooms as necessary. When it was built, segregation was still in place in Virginia. So separate restrooms for blacks and whites were required by law. You know? You can't, you're not allowed to take fucking piss where the black people or the white people piss, so you have to do anything else.
Yeah, but that's not around anymore.
It isn't, but you know what? Like, I think there's a weird etiquette when you're, like, in a bathroom. You ever go into a bathroom to take a shit, and then all of a sudden a dude walks into a stall next to you and takes a shit. To me, I always feel uncomfortable. I could never feel comfortable shitting with somebody else next to me. It just is wrong.
I always take pride in my poo, knowing I maybe I'm an alpha male when it comes to poo, but I always like to. I don't make a big game of it. I don't like grunt and stuff. Uh-huh. But I like the fact that some other dude's smelling my poop smell.
I don't. So you when a dude walks in to take a shit, you're just like, boom, I'm going to shit here. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to smell.
Well,
it.
Well, I do the same thing with the urinal.
I like
the fact that, like, if somebody if I see somebody come in at the same time and they're going to urinal, I like to go into the urinal and hear my stream hit the porcelain before they do, because I know they're scared.
Shitting is different. Like, I don't think I could ever take a shit with you. Like, a comfortable shit. I'd be like, leave the room so I could take a shit. Like, have you ever taken a shit and fucking been like, dude, yeah, awesome time?
Yes.
Yes, what?
I have. One time I was camping with Jason.
You don't go camping. You hate camping.
Well, when I was a kid, I had to go camping. I was forced camping. And me and my little brother Jason, we went into a river, and we went waist deep in a river. I don't know why this happened. This is just a magical moment. And we were like, let's take a shit in the river, because we both had to poop, but there was nowhere to go poop.
Except for the river?
Well, I thought that, it would be a clean cut. On the turd, it would be a clean cut.
Oh, it's like a bidet. It's like a natural
exactly.
bidet. It's flowing.
Exactly. So what we did, we actually held hands. And we dropped trout, and we both pooed at the same time and watched our turds flow downstream. And it was a magical moment. And I swear to God, if you talk to Jason, he will say it was a magical moment as well. And I insist that you try it. And you know what? If you can't find another partner, a poo partner, I will go with you, Patrick.
Fun fucking fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact about you, June. You guys, you didn't shit into a river. You shit, like, you were under, like, your
our waists were underwater.
So you're, the shit
came out. And it was a mighty
underwater.
Stream. And we pooed, and our turds flowed together. I think our turds were probably holding hands.
Like, you
as well.
Were, because you were holding hands. Why were you right. holding hands?
I don't know, because it was a torrent. You had to, like, you couldn't get your balance without having, like, some sort of anchor.
First rule of the buddy system.
I was his anchor, he was mine, and we pooed together, and it was a magical moment, and I will never forget it, and I will never regret it.
I don't know if this is a Pixar movie or a James Cameron movie. I'm still trying to figure that out. Fun fact for you.
Fun fact. All right, so those are our fun facts for episode number 190 or 149 of the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to go into a fake break. When we come back, we got a whole bunch of new stuff for you guys. So stick around.
is the one. Get pleasure, Kolstad's sign. The most refreshing beer a thirsty man can pour. Yet light enough to leave room for more.
Man-sized pleasure, every premium quality Kolstad you pour. Kolstad always takes extra care to make the finest beer possible. Even to cascading every brew over the Kolstad chilling tower, instantly icing down each brew to protect that famous premium quality taste every step of the way. Till it's safely capped in and you're ready to enjoy it. Satisfying to your man-sized thirst, light enough to leave room for more.
For man-sized pleasure, this is the one. Premium quality Kolstad.
What a wonderful fake break that was.
I bet some people are maybe thinking, why this episode have we not had a movie madness? And the answer to that is...
Are you actually going to start insulting me now?
No, not at all.
Because you were doing that before the show.
Patrick and I both work at the same place, but we had been... outsourced to a different
venue.
Exactly. Different venue. And we've had a really, really busy work weekend. It's Patrick hasn't had time to do it. So we're like, all right, well, maybe SF Dave had some stuff in the bank, but SF Dave didn't. So we decided to just like not do a movie madness this week.
SF Dave is no longer our like on Facebook too. I think he's he just left. I think you did it. You actually killed the fan.
Did he say something to you or?
Nope. I was just looking because I was just like, I don't have one. I was like, hey, man, do you have any ones? And I was looking and I clicked on.
Did you email him?
No, because when I looked on Facebook and saw that he wasn't a friend anymore, I went, there's probably a story there. And I didn't really want to go into it. So SF Dave is no longer SF Dave.
I piss him off or did... Well,
I can only speculate. It's all speculation at this point.
Okay, for anybody that does not know, SF Dave and I have never met. He's a fan of the show.
I think he was a fan of the show.
And, well, was a fan, but I always had this like repertoire with him that we would just give each other shit. Yeah. I thought that it was known that I don't... You know, right. I don't care what he says. I thought he didn't care what I said.
You
got
it. You guys were just joking around. You guys were like buds.
But well, what did I say that pissed him off?
I don't know. I never contacted him because I just realized that he's not on the Facebook page as of like maybe Tuesday.
Did he tell you he left or did you just like...
I haven't had time to craft an email towards him. And so if you're listening to this SF Dave, then
fuck
tell
off.
Us what we did. This is why SF Dave left the
show. No, I think that if he's pissed off and he's angry, then he can just go be pissed off and angry somewhere else. I will go on.
We needed him this week. I needed just to get like a random
like the
fucking
one
movie
week that we
play.
Needed him.
We needed just, him. He was gone because something happened. Maybe he just thinks the shows are sucking.
Well, I just think that it's silly that if he's mad at me,
I don't
then
think
he should say he should say something. I mean. Maybe something happened in his life that...
Oh, that's true.
Maybe it wasn't me pissing
he's
him
dead.
Off. Shut up.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want him to be dead, but maybe he's dead. And like a family canceled all of his Facebook accounts.
Do you know how old he is?
I'm going to speculate he's probably like 29 to like 32.
Did you see pictures of him on his Facebook
I've seen pictures of him on his Facebook thing. Yeah, oh. He looks like he's 29, 32.
Well, then I will...
I think
he has
like a real job. Like he has a real job. He's not like us. He's more of like, you know, BT or like he has a real job.
Then I take it back.
Like Matt Murphy.
I take it back and I say, SF Dave, I hope everything's okay. But
I do too.
If I pissed you off, then grow a set and shut up. And we'd love to have you.
His
back.
Facebook page is still up because I know how to contact him. He's just not liking or fans of us anymore.
Well, why did he leave then? That's what gets my goat. If he was so pissed off at the show that he just kind of was like, I'm so angry, I'm going to unfriend you. So now I'm going through my head, do I want him back as a friend?
Oh, my God.
Or, I don't know.
Well, I think you and SFD.
Well, you know what I have to say?
Like, I think you guys need to fuck and get it over with. You really do. It's like, do I want him back as a friend? You know?
No. Well,
he always drives me places.
I'm going to say, you know what? If you're too much of a douchebag to just leave and, like, not realize that we do care about you, we do appreciate you, and you don't get that, then you got a lot of growing up to do, my
friend. I'm
going to
send him an email this week. I'll send him an email this week and see what is going on.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to jump into Douchebags of the Week for episode number 149 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
An Egyptian couple has been charged with putting their child at risk and attempted smuggling after security officers in the airport in the United Arab Emirates found their 5-month-year-old boy hiding in a small handbag.
Like hiding?
Well, I don't think he was hiding.
I think he was stashed
in their handbag. How's that for a better thing? Police said the baby was discovered by an X-ray screening as the couple was traveling through the airport. The infant is in good condition. According to the police, the couple arrived at the United Arab Emirate last Friday, but were not allowed to enter the country because they didn't have a visa for the infant. So they just needed to get into the country because everyone wants to go to the UAE.
So they stuck the little fella in a duffel bag and sent him through? They didn't think that the X-ray doesn't not know all?
X-ray is magic.
X-ray knows everything that you put into your bag. I could see myself as a 6-year-old child and knowing back in the day that anything that went through the X-ray machine was going to be found out.
Right.
Like I couldn't put a switchblade in there.
Right.
And they wouldn't see it.
I like how you're like a 6-year-old kid. Just
what I'm equating it to is that these people have children and they're like, well, fuck it. Let's put old Bajan in the bag and throw him through the X-ray machine. And no one's going to know.
No, they won't.
They do.
The parents were told that they had to wait 2 days at the airport until the visa office reopened so the boys' documents could be processed.
So they didn't give a shit about the creativity?
No, they were just like, you got to wait in line like everybody else. It's like Nazi Germany. Seriously. These guys,
needs this paperwork?
These two parents are problem solvers.
I give them credit for creativity, but there has to be something better that you can do from stuffing the kid in the bag.
I don't think that putting...
Okay, you got your soap, you got the Dell, you got some brushes, some toothpaste. Oh, and then you got little
you
kid.
Got a little baby in there. Oh, what's that over here? It looks like
what
a little
that?
Flask. Oh, no,
what
no.
What is that over
right
there?
Next to a fucking goddamn skull.
Is that alcohol?
What's the skull thing?
Is that like how many fluid ounces is that? Wait a minute, there's a skull in there.
Can you call Rich back from lunch? Because Rich has been doing this longer than we have. Maybe he'll know what this is.
Is this like you guys got archaeology papers here? What is this?
The other thing
baby Tutankhamun? What is this?
When you go to the hospital and they want to take X-rays, don't they fucking just cover you in this goddamn like 20-pound lead thing? Because they're like, we got to X-ray your face, but we don't want your body to be exposed.
Your organs?
Yeah, your organs. Hey, let's just throw this kid through a fucking conveyor belt X-ray machine. It's not going to fuck him up.
Well, probably not one time. I mean, what are the X-ray rays on
Maybe
there?
These guys are freaking flyers, man. Maybe they're jet setters. They're like, put the kid in duffel bag. We have no problem with this.
They're still like...
Hey, honey, is that old JanSport going to fit him, or do we have to go up to the new one because he's getting bigger?
They're
5 months old.
They're so technologically unevolved that they're still dwelling on the Velcro wallet. How does this fucking thing work? Fuck it. Send the kid through there.
It's like the thing when
send the kid through there.
When you're a little kid and you realize how the refrigerator light works and you just open and close it to see. Do you remember getting a Velcro wallet and just sitting there going like it can open and unopen? And it's just like a little stash of pubic hairs that meet and join, and then you rip them apart again.
Right. In their technological head, it's just a bunch of little robot fingers poking around.
Poking around. I don't understand why anyone would put their child in a fucking JanSport.
Save money, Patrick. Save that dollar.
They didn't have
because you
visa.
Know what? Once they get to the other airport, they got Wendy's, and they only have enough maybe for mom and dad.
I don't think they eat at Wendy's. I think they're more of a Qdoba or a Baja Fresh.
All right, get that Baja Fresh.
A Baja Fresh.
You got anything else?
I do have one more story off the teletype.
Who goes... You know that, though, right?
What?
Like, putting anything through there. Anything through the x-ray. The x-ray sees everything.
It's an x-ray machine.
The x-ray sees what you're going to put in there yesterday.
It's like a time traveler. It's like,
what the fuck? You had waffles for fucking breakfast. I saw it on the x-ray.
I saw it on the x-ray.
Fuck yeah. Well, you had... I know you, you're you not had hung raspberry like, dressing.
Look at the passport, and they're like, you're not hung like a bear. I just saw your fucking dick on the x-ray machine.
Saw that. Guess what? Knock, knock. Who's there? It's not your dick. Because there's nothing there. X-ray. Baby. We found a baby. All right. Anyway.
A Georgia woman has been charged with misusing the 911 system after she called police dispatchers to register a complaint about the quality of a mugshot of her taken following a prior arrest. Tanya Ann Fowler dialed police Sunday evening after spotting her photo in Bad and Busted, a local publication that compiles images of recent arrestees. The photo so displeased Fowler that was snapped following an early arrest of her.
So I know that we have Busted in Portland.
This is, I'm pretty sure. It's
Do they just have this in like all counties of America?
Yeah, this is like the southeastern version. I'm sure there's, I mean... It's called Bad and Busted.
Do you ever read that or get that?
Busted?
Yeah.
The only time I've ever actually seen buses when I'm hanging out at people's house and they're friends of mine who smoke a shitload of weed and do nothing but smoke weed and play video games. And they always have a copy of Busted lying around. So I haven't been over to somebody's house who had a Busted copy in maybe like 2, maybe 3 years.
I've had roommates that buy Busted. They were, you know, like...
Because they smoke a lot of weed and play video games.
Now that I think about it, there was the weed. I don't know about the video games, but there would be Busted, and I'd always read it. I mean, you don't read it. You look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at pictures of people and their offenses. And then I would always go through and look and see if I knew somebody. And then I'd always go like, you know, how fucked up people look.
Mm-hmm.
Or how maybe hot the chicks look. Oh,
some of those chicks. Like, I've seen it. Like, I've been to stores. So I'm just like...
So I'm not the only weird one?
No. I see them, and I'm like, how'd that girl get arrested? Or you get the girl who's just, like, smiling, like, fuck you. What are you going to do to me, copper? What are you going to do to me? And I'm like, you're really super cute.
Right. And you read it. She's, like, stealing zebras.
And then I want to save her. Like, I want to be like,
you're a
save
helper,
you.
Patrick.
I want to change you. You can change me. I'll change you. We'll do it simultaneously. We'll get married on the beach. Oh, cuddle buddy.
Misusing the 911 is a favorite here on the show. But I think so far this is my favorite. Like being so pissed off.
That you got arrested.
Yeah. And you're like. I read this article too. At least I didn't read it. I saw the picture of the girl. And she's got wonky eyes. Like left's looking way left. And
she
right's
looks
look,
like.
Her eyes are like looking two different directions.
If you could take a female person to play Sloth and Gollum simultaneously, this is the chick that would do it.
So
she can do it like naturally. You'd be like, I believe her as Andy Serkis, and I believe her as a fucking linebacker for the fucking Raiders in 1982.
So she's one of those people that doesn't have mirrors. It just where her mirror would be. There's a like a Sharpie written in there, you look good.
You look good. Oh, smile. You're a beautiful person right. This morning. The police department report notes that Fowler dialed 911 in reference to being upset about her picture. In a conversation with a cop, Fowler explained that she was upset about how she looked on the front page of the Bad and Busted printing. Bad and Busted. As a result of the 911 call about her mugshot, Fowler was afforded the opportunity to pose for a fresh booking photo since she was now being charged with the unlawful use of 911 and disorderly conduct.
So when they went over to Buster, she was indignant about it?
I don't know. Like, the picture is the latest photo snapped. Maybe it's the one that were like, well, now you have a warrant out. Come in.
She's got, like, pug eyes.
No, she doesn't have pug eyes. She has really fucked up cross-eyed. Oh, We got a pit.
They're not cross, so they're inverted cross.
Yes, they're inverted reverse.
Like one, like right's looking super right, and the left is looking super left.
There is no camera. No matter how you light this troll of a woman, there is no camera that could light her well. There isn't. I don't care. If you have Conrad Hall lighting this fucking woman, she is not going to look good. She's going to look horrible. She looks like Sloth and fucking Andy Serkis playing Gollum. That's what she looks like. And she has this awesome, like, Portland hipster mullet going on.
Was she at 7-Eleven earlier? Or Five Panther? Sorry.
I think
Five
she was. Panther. She was wearing, she's wearing Mountain Dew. I can't, like, see her lower body. She's wearing Mountain Dew Zubaz. She is horrible and fucking ugly.
And not too smart.
No, no, not like that she's ugly. That like her picture is just like she's gotten arrested. I want to know what she was arrested for before.
Ooh, that'd be
I'm
going to
say
fact.
It's drugs. She got arrested for drugs. And then she, who has, I got arrested, so I'm going to bitch about my fucking mugshot.
She got arrested for being that stupid.
Yeah, she
and
did.
And people, there should be a stupid jail. And those people should be made to do stupid tasks while incarcerated.
Like, read the Encyclopedia Britannica, A through fucking T.
Maybe.
Like, you have to do that. Tell me the population of fucking Tehran in 1982.
Anyway, it's a great photo. We're going to post it.
We'll post it on the Facebook page.
Because you got to look at it. It's very
You
got to
post it on the Facebook page.
All right. So those are your douchebags of the week for episode 149 of the Hideous Creature Show. And those are, we already did that, right?
Oh, those are your douchebags of the week.
We miss you, Jenny.
Oh, we miss Jenny.
We don't
oh.
have that sober continuity right now.
Oh, we just don't have Jenny's wild card aspects because she's so good at that. Like, who knows what fucking Jenny's going to say?
I can't wait till she, well, I can wait till she's drunk again and she's on the show. We'll see what happens.
Like how that was like a backhanded compliment, slap across her face.
You, Jenny. Hey, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can find us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us, and please do, at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. If you want to email us, you can go out onto a website, and it has a little button you push, and it will send you right to an email thing, and you can just send it directly that way. You can also find us on the Facebook at Hideous Creature Show Podcasts. Give us a call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642. Have you got any more that you haven't
I've
lost?
Gotten two of them, and I've gotten them, and they've been really rad. The thing I have to say is, because of my phone service and my calling plan, I have to, like, actually transcribe. Like, I get printouts in the mail. I have to transcribe what they're saying.
But
it's really hard. But thank you, guys. Keep sending them. We're going to play them on the show.
If you listen to the show and download it, you can download it at our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, please do us a favor and write us a little synopsis and give us a 5-star rating. It'll help us go up in the ranks and give us some more exposure on the iTunes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying, actually, should we say it? Buying. No, we're not. We're going to say this for another time.
Okay.
We're going to ask for a little donation later, but that's after the Parasite comes out. But the best way to support the show is by spreading the word. What did you do on Spread the Word Wednesday there, Patrick?
On Spread the Word Wednesday, I actually stood on the corner of Fremont and MLK, and I was wearing a very fetching plaid shirt and a pair of fishing stockings.
Oh, I know that plaid shirt. That's good looking.
And I had a poster. I did it for about 25 seconds, and then I said, I got to get in here because the ball chafe is horrible.
What I did is I sold a bunch of homeless people some, I don't know, what makes people sleepy? Whatever makes them sleepy. And then, yeah, the tryptophan, and then I spray painted on their forehead, Hideous Creature Show. Special thanks this week goes out to, that was lame. That's all I came up with.
Well, they all can't be winners, can they? What movie is that from? There was some movie madness for you.
What?
They all can't be winners now, can they?
I don't know. Anyway, special thanks this week goes out to one Mike Kelly. The intro this week is the Mini Mall commercial. The outro of the show, what do you want to do for an outro, Patrick? Don't say what you're going to say. Choose something else.
Color Me Vlad. Bad. Vlad. Color Me Vlad. It's a Russian band.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pretty rad. Color Me Vlad.
I don't know. We'll figure out in post.
Someone's going to use that, and it's going to be awesome. And I'll see you if you're in a band called Color Me Vlad.
Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us. We'll do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and please have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Show.